Well, well, well. Look who finally decided to wake up and join the festivities. Good morning, darling. Or should I say good evening? Don't worry, since you were just so sleepy, I got everything set up just how it should be. By myself, of course. A nice warm fire, the Christmas tree all beautifully decorated, some tinsel and presents, of course. But the most important thing I had to get is you. Thanks for being here, baby. Now, I did read there is a small chance that the drugs I use would knock you out completely and just kind of leave you locked in. You know, aware of your surroundings, but unable to move kind of thing. Did that happen to you? No. Okay, so you don't remember how you got here or where you are. Well, that's great, honey. That means our Christmas can go ahead as planned. Honey, you don't have to be so stiff, you know? You could kiss me back. You should. Please, honey, it's Christmas. But, baby, it's cold outside. Oh, you've got to go away, do you? No, baby, it's very cold outside. Oh, I see what you're up to, baby. Very funny. You're just trying to get into the spirit, aren't you? You wouldn't dare to make me angry by ruining this day after all the effort I've gone to. It's the least you could do. I mean, look under the tree. You've been so naughty this year. You didn't even get me anything. They're all my presents to you. That's better. I think you're finally in the spirit of Christmas now. And baby, it's okay. I don't really mind that you didn't get me anything. Do you know why? Oh, come on. I'm sure you do. Have a guess? That's right. It's because you're my Christmas present, darling. I'm so happy you're gifting yourself to me this year. All I want for Christmas is you. What's that, baby? Oh, you're tied too tight. Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. Did I overdo it? Oh, don't worry. I don't think I will ruin anything by saying I've got you a lovely pair of new fluffy padded handcuffs this year. You can change into those later. I just thought wrapping you up like this was so festive, you know? And I also kind of had to, so you wouldn't make too much noise if you rolled around in the trunk. I mean, just look at the blankets you're wrapped up with, the snowflakes on them, and the ribbons you're tied with. They make it so clear you are a very special gift. I just want to unwrap you right away. Oh, the Christmas lights. Oh, don't worry about those, baby. They're just for naughty boys. As long as you are nice and don't pout, I won't have to turn them on and they won't burn your beautiful skin. Baby, what's that face? Oh, stop it. You... Are you really that desperate to start unwrapping before dinner? Okay, fine. You always get me with that face and those bedroom eyes of yours. I'll start. Why don't you unwrap your first present? Me? In fact, I'm going to unwrap myself for you right now. Oh, when the weather outside is frightful. There goes my shirt. And the fire is so delightful. And my bottoms. But since you've no place to go, trust me, you won't ever make it on foot. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Ta-da. I hope you like my lingerie, babe. I got all dolled up and sexy for you. And, oh, what's this I have? Is that a mistletoe? You know what that means. Good boyfriend. Making this day so special. Don't pout. Good boy. Let your girlfriend massage your cock and those heavy balls for you. That's good, sweetie. Do your best to be nice for me. Naughty boys don't get to have nice, sloppy Christmas blowjobs from their girlfriends. You want that, don't you? You want me to milk you with my mouth? My hot little mouth festively going up and down your wonderful shaft? Of course you do. Oh, I am going to treat your cock like it is a fucking candy cane, baby. But no coming, okay? There's still plenty more planned after this. Time to undo these ribbons and unwrap my present. Oh my god, you have such a beautiful cock, baby. I was lucky enough to catch some glimpses of it while watching you through your window, but having my face so close against it. Oh, fuck. Finally, your cock is mine, baby. I'm so excited. I'm gonna lick you gently at first. Get you nice and wet. You taste so fucking good. I have fantasized so many times about having you in my mouth. Finally getting to taste that magnificent, long, and veiny dick of yours. It is such a Christmas treat. Oh god, you didn't even get a chance to wash before you came here. Oh, no, wait, no, you don't understand. After such a long time fantasizing about you, it's what I want, baby. It is not a problem at all. Your scent, your musk, your taste are getting me absolutely drenched. I'm going to move my panties to the side so I can stroke my wet pussy while I take my present in my mouth and down my throat right where I want it. Good boy. See, darling? It's not going to be so hard being snowed in with me in this cabin, is it? We're going to have lots of fun together. Maybe within a few weeks of practice, I'll be able to get the entire length of your shaft down my throat. Don't you just want to fuck your loving girlfriend's face, baby? Pull my hair and force me down. Wouldn't that be so nice? Well, once you're trained, I promise to consider taking the handcuffs off your arms during sex. The ones around your ankles should be fine, if you behave. Such sweet moans, baby. You're such a good boy. I think you're moaning a little too much now. I can't have you coming yet. No. Sorry, babe. My mouth is not the place to leave your cum. Not that I don't want to have all your hot, sticky cum in my mouth. Trust me. Okay? I certainly do. I've been fantasizing a lot about that as well. It's just, baby, I want to give you another present this Christmas. I want to give us another present. A condom. Oh, you are so funny, sweetheart. No, I really want to give you quite the opposite for Christmas. Baby, I'm not on birth control. So I think you know what gift I'm talking about. No. Just sit back, baby. I'm gonna straddle you. And then we can both start having passionate baby-making sex together. That's my good boy. feel me rubbing your hard cock up and down my wet pussy? Think of the beautiful family we're gonna have, baby. We will finally be the family we were always supposed to be. I am so happy you finally realized your dreadful mistake not choosing me as your girlfriend for all this time. But it's okay, baby. I'll forgive you if you push this hard cock inside me and get me pregnant. That's it. Oh, good boy. All the way. Welcome home, honey. Balls deep in your girlfriend, where you belong. I'm gonna do all the work, sweetie. It's okay. Watch your girlfriend ride your cock. Every thrust, every bounce I make is bringing us closer to making our Christmas miracle. Making our very own baby together. You're such a good boy. So good of you to come back. You're so romantic. Couples always get back together at Christmas. That's it. Look at me. Tell me how much you love me, sweetheart. Yes, 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 yes. I knew it. Don't stop. I always knew it, sweetheart. Tell me how I'm the perfect partner for you. Apologize for what you did. I need to hear it. Oh, good boy. My good fucking boy. Fuck, you're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. You're mine. Always mine. Tell me that. Tell me I can have you whenever I want. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes, yes. I love having you inside me, please. We are gonna have a perfect family, you and me. Our family will be everything to us, and we will need nothing outside of it. Yes, fuck, come inside me. Ah, oh, good boy. Such a good boy for me. Ah, that felt so good. Fuck. But I noticed you haven't come yet, darling. Are you holding back by any chance? Oh, do you want to make this special moment last? Don't worry, honey. We're not going to stop just because you made me come. I'm going to have your baby, if it's the last thing I do. We are always going to be linked through our child together, sweetheart, no matter what happens. Oh, that's it, honey. Good boy, moan with me. It's time to give me your cum now, darling. You're gonna keep your eyes locked on with mine while you fill me up. I'm going to make you cum. Let your wife work that cock for you. Of course. I'm gonna be your wife, honey. We're gonna have a child together. So come for your new wife, baby. Your beautiful bride is riding you. It's what you want. You'll love it. No more work. No more stress. No more responsibilities. Just endless fucking baby-making sex with your beautiful wife. You're going to shoot rope after rope of your fertile cum into me. And then watch my belly grow big every 9 months. You're gonna breed me. Oh, fuck. That's it. Breed me. Breed me. Fuck. That's it. Make me come again on your cock. Yes. Yes. Oh my god. Yes, please, please, please. Fuck. I'm gonna grab my good husband's hair until he nuts every drop inside of me. You're going to shoot everything into my pussy. I need you to fill my cunt up completely. And when I fed my good boy his dinner, you're gonna do it again until I'm overflowing with you. Oh, fuck. Almost there. I can feel my dreams coming true. Come for me now. Good boy. Come inside your tight, fertile little pussy. Oh, fuck. You're coming. It's making me come too. Fuck. Come inside me, baby. Oh, my God. Baby, look at it. It's so wonderful. I'm overflowing. Fuck. What a wonderful Christmas present, baby. I'm gonna make sure all our Christmases will be this white for us from now on. Oh. It was so intense. You've left me shaking a bit after that, sweetie. Nevertheless, I really need to be a good wife and get Christmas dinner served up for both of us, don't I? I'll try not to let too much of your beautiful cum get everywhere. Be back in a minute, honey. Oh, and Merry Christmas.